We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WFAN and WFAN-FM and HD1, New York.
An Odyssey station.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
All right, let's go, Tri-State. It's Sean Morash here with you on The Fan. 877-337-6666. Of course, to get involved as I take you up until pregame coverage of the Seahawks and Steelers, courtesy of Westwood One on The Fan. Embarrassing, gutless, disheartening. What is the word of the day if you bleed Giants blue like I do? The beauty of the NFL every Sunday is waking up. You crack an egg in the frying pan, maybe go play a little rec flag football. Whatever you do, you know that. You scroll through the phone, maybe the bets start to get placed. You know, no matter how bad or good your team is, you can envision hope on that day. And despite every arrow pointing in the direction of a Rams win today and all week, as the Giants dealt with injuries and, well, frankly, dealing with a roster disparity compared to one of the NFC's elite and NFL's elite in the Rams, the thought of another maybe big Daniel Jones to Tony day with Jones coming back from the concussion, the celebration of Super Bowl 46, maybe that might be enough. The Rams flying from the West Coast to the East Coast, maybe that would be enough as the mozzarella sticks went in the air fryers to dream of something on this Sunday. But that dream became a reality, and what we have now is a victory over the New Orleans Saints 2 weeks ago that may as well be 8 years ago. Injuries, injuries, more injuries. And I'm sure that'll be a big topic, and that'll be a cover that the Giants use, especially from their general manager, Dave Gettleman, who, if he's driving home right now, start planning where you're living elsewhere, please, because this shouldn't continue much longer. Jason Garrett, the offensive play calling just goes into a shell. And in reality, after this, the attention really does need to turn to Joe Judge and Patrick Graham each respectively. The lazy take you're going to get today, and I'm sure plenty spewed over the airwaves of radio and TV over the next 24 hours, will be about Daniel Jones and the turnovers today. And they were ugly. But we forget, of course, Sterling Shepard fell down on one of those interceptions. And honestly, just awful. Unacceptable NFL quality offensive tackle play the moment Andrew Thomas left the game cause of that fumble. So it's easy to read the stat sheet and go, oh, Daniel Jones was terrible. He didn't have a great day. He did not. But his world had collapsed. More offensive line problems. Drive my head into a cement wall, causing Daniel Jones to be off. And honestly, if you want to sit here and call 877-337-6666 or tweet at me, at MrazCBS, M-R-A-Z-C-B-S, M-R-A-Z-C-B-S. You can tell I'm talking a mile a minute because I'm ticked off tonight. And blame Daniel Jones. You want to do that? Blame Daniel Jones. Fine. I'm ready to fight you on this. I hope you got a good look at Matt Stafford on the other sidelines, lighting it up with his new competent organization, because that is exactly Daniel Jones' future in the league if this organization and this ownership group led by John Mara doesn't wake the heck up and wake up fast. You know what? It's cute and fun to make fun of the Lions and for a long time the Browns. We are that. And I am saying we as Giant fans. An utter embarrassment going on 4 years to the NFL. This is a party in October. Of all these teams living, the Raiders and Broncos playing right now, each 3-2. They're invited to that party. We aren't as Giant fans. The hope, the excitement, every summer, especially this year. And the team sucks again. And worst of all, we are here saying, is this rock bottom? How many times can you hit rock bottom? Rock bottom's only supposed to exist once. And it, what happened on the field today versus the Los Angeles Rams, where they're sitting their offense and defense basically midway through the third quarter, that is absolutely an indictment on the roster this general manager put together. And Leonard Williams and the boos, we'll get to those. Can you hear the boos? Can you hear the miserable fans cursing in traffic still on the George Washington Bridge, because it takes forever if you don't live close to that stadium to get home, because they wasted yet another Sunday watching your miserable product put together by Dave Gettleman. John Mara, can you hear that? The horns are honking. Kadarius Toney is electric. His injury again today, unfortunate. But it put Jones out there again with nary a weapon, just Sterling Shepard being covered by Jalen Ramsey. No Slayton, no Galladay, no Saquon. I guess Evan Engram is there, and Mark Schlereth still thinks he's absolutely awesome. Pay attention to a game, Mark, please. The real turning point, though, with all these injuries was Andrew Thomas laying on the ground with an injured ankle. Because you knew then and there, if you're a diehard Giant fan, the offense could no longer function with Matt Parrott and Nate Solder getting hammered at the tackle position. And it's a breath of fresh air in one scope that Andrew Thomas has been this revelation, this fun. He plays now like a top five pick should after last year, some head scratchers. He's become a bit of a lockdown tackle, but. This is a general manager in Dave Gettleman who vowed to fix the offensive line. And the offensive line now, and I know Nick Gates got hurt earlier in the year, is a one-man freaking band with Andrew Thomas. It's quite simple. If Andrew Thomas plays, the offense can function. If Andrew Thomas doesn't, the offense has no chance and the quarterback has no chance of survival. And why? There's no depth to speak of. There's no NFL quality to speak of. Nate Solder collecting that paycheck while he's the biggest bum of them all is all on Dave Gettleman. It's a disgrace. By the way, we might talk about why you're talking about Dave Gettleman today. Because now the Giants are faced with a lot of decisions ahead of this NFL trade deadline. And the NFL trade deadline has actually become a little more substantial than it had been in the past couple of years. And you have a situation where you have guys that will be on expiring contracts, Evan Engram, Jabril Peppers. And you have a general manager now who, by the way, you're trying to keep from signing Saquon Barkley long-term to a monster deal to further sink this organization in cap space. This can't be a wait-till-the-end-of-the-year moment for John Mara. You again are buried. Buried. Fourth time in 5 years with a 1-5 record. Buried. And it's your general manager who, how many years now is he going to get to rebuild this thing? The team is taking steps backward. Backward. And you can't walk out of that stadium just simply saying Dave Gettleman wouldn't be this way because of injuries. Because guess what? They were 0-3 before they rolled into New Orleans with all these injuries. And now they can't survive. When you get off to that bad a start of a year, you can't survive days like last week and this week where you just say, injuries happen. You put yourself in the hole that injuries cripple you. Get Dave Gettleman out tomorrow morning. We don't need to see anymore. You don't need to see anymore. You brought back Super Bowl 46 team at halftime today. How embarrassing was that for them? To have half the stadium empty, cursing, smoking cigarettes, hanging out of the windows of MetLife Stadium. Because why even go out there to watch a celebration? The team stunk. It was driving people nuts. And Mara's made excuse after excuse about competitive football. What more do you need to see? Now on to the coaching staff. And frankly, this is a head coach who has completely undone, and I mean completely undone, all the goodwill of a surprising 6-win season a year ago where the Giants were tough as nails in so many games. They were down 38-3 at home with zero protection, zero weapons, the Rams pulling their starters. What the heck did Joe Judge have Daniel Jones a week off that concussion still in the game for? Having a bad day. And better yet, not only does he still have him in the game taking lumps and licks for no reason, at halftime, he has the nerve to tell Fox, the TV crew, that Daniel Jones needs to be better. That they're going to evaluate everybody as far as who's going to the bench and who's not. Daniel Jones under the bus. Oh, really? Now, Daniel Jones, again, was it one of his better games of his career? Absolutely not. But how many great quarterbacks are having a great day based on what the Giants put around them today? And you want to talk about benching Daniel Jones for his poor play? How can you say that with a straight face while the organization continues to trot Nate Solder's bum ass out on that field, looking like a shell of his former Patriot self, week in and week out? The first play of the game, Leonard Floyd destroys Nate Solder. What happens? Nate Solder, as we later find out, hurts his finger, comes out. The Giants put Matt Parrott in at right tackle, who later, by the way, we see at left tackle, not exactly the same situation. Giants move the ball down the field, come away with a field goal. The key to that series? Nate Solder not being on the field. But Daniel Jones is the problem? The lack of pulse, the lack of feel for your own roster is an utter joke, and I can't take it anymore. The Giants can't get this right. They couldn't get it right with Pat Shurmur. They couldn't get it right with Ben McAdoo. It felt like they were getting it right with Joe Judge, and it's completely collapsed and completely caved in on him. And finally, Joe Judge showed a little courage knowing the opponent going for it on a fourth down in his own territory. Of course it fails, and of course it backfires, which means you won't see Joe Judge go for it on another fourth down probably the rest of the year. But it's a disgrace. And Jason Garrett, who stinks enough, I guess he wanted to protect Daniel Jones more, and I kind of don't blame him for that. But again, just no imaginative situations for this offense whatsoever. And I said it at the beginning of this monologue, and I will say it again. Look at Matt Stafford on that sidelines, no longer with the Detroit Lions pit that they are in, and now with a Ram competent organization. Sit here and call and blame Daniel Jones today, you're looking at the future of Daniel Jones, because somebody competent enough will get the best out of him. And right now, it looks like it ain't this team. And it ain't this organization. Unless John Mara stops throwing trash cans and starts making smart football decisions. And it is going to be a long haul and a long approach. And by the way, I'm not forcing Joe Judge on any new general manager that comes in here either. All of these guys are to blame. And we'll get to Patrick Graham in a second as well. And Leonard Williams as well. Because there's plenty of blame to go around. I am sick to my stomach as a Giants fan. We had hope. We had expectations. And it's gone. It's shot. In a year where your left tackle and quarterback haven't been atrocious. Think about that. How hard is that? You came in thinking if the Giants are bad this year because Jones is bad all year, he hasn't been. And the team still is atrocious. And looks like we are further today than we were under Ben McAdoo or Pat Shurmur for competing for playoff spots. It's a disgrace. An absolute unmitigated disaster and disgrace. And the blame needs to go around, and we can't sit on our hands and allow certain people to be in charge the rest of the year just to play out the strings. There's an important trade deadline coming up. Do something, John. Do something. Or guess what? You're going to have loads of Brian Dawkins jerseys invading MetLife Stadium when you retire Michael Strahan's number next month. The disgrace has to end now. 877-337-6666. 877-337-6666. At Mraz CBS, M-R-A-Z CBS. What is ticking you off the most? Who are you pointing the blame at that the Giants seemingly again have hit rock bottom and look like they don't even belong in the NFL with teams? I'm Sean Morash, again, at Mraz CBS, where you can find me. Get on the phones now. Paulie Rosenberg with us as well. Another miserable Giants Sunday on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.